Is this Tony?
I'm sorry, yeah, this is Tony.
Tony, listen, my name is Roy Mercer. I live in Champaign, Illinois.
Yes?
My wife, Sharon Jean, was in Chicago last week for a Beanie Baby convention.
Uh-huh.
She rode on your bus.
Uh-huh.
And listen, she said you was driving like a bat out of hell down there.
Really?
And, yeah, by God, and caused her to jostle around there in the bus seat. And she squished her packages that she'd bought a bunch of Beanie Babies at that daggone convention.
Uh-huh.
One of them Princess Di ones with a purple ribbon on it. And a little donkey and elephant from the 96 presidential campaign. And a little Chicago bird, you know, had one of the team jerseys on there named Hallis.
What day was that?
It was by God back on Wednesday last week.
Wednesday last week?
She squished them packages and just ruined them Beanie Babies. There's beans everywhere down that package.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to pay to replace them.
Replace them?
You're going to pay to replace them or I'm coming to whoop your ass.
Yeah,
by God.
What was that are you talking about?
I'm talking about last week she was in town for the daggum trade show down there.
What?
Bought her $600 worth of Beanie Babies and you caused her to squish them.
You sure I was the right one?
Yes, sir. Your name is Tony?
My name is Tony?
Yeah. You drive a bus?
How did you get my name?
I got a buddy down there on the CTA.
Uh-huh.
He gave me your number.
Really?
Yep, I told him what it was, a Tony down there to drive a bus, and he said it had to be you.
I don't know nothing about what you're talking about.
Well, you're getting ready to find out. I'm going to give you about a five-knuckle introduction.
Yeah?
You ever had your ass whooped?
No.
You ever drive like that all the time?
No.
Well, I don't know what got in you. She said you're driving like a bat out of hell.
I don't know nothing about it. I've been driving for 20 years, and you're the first one that ever complained.
How big a boy are you?
Huh?
How big a boy are you?
How big a boy am I?
Yes, sir. How big a boy are you?
Well, I can tell you one thing. I'm from Lebanon, and I've seen it all. Is that good enough?
Well, you're getting ready to not see a daggum thing, because I'm going to dot your eyes.
Do you know what is Beirut?
Beirut? What is that, something you put on your hair after you get a haircut?
Have you ever been in Beirut?
Beirut.
Yeah, in Lebanon, Beirut. You ever been there?
I ain't ever been to Beirut.
Well,
where's Lebanon? I tell you what, I've been to Lebanon, Missouri. Is that where you're talking about?
Yeah, I've been there, too.
Yeah?
I've got relatives there.
If you got relatives live down there, then you ought to know what an ass-whooping is.
Come on now, get real.
I've whooped some fellas' asses down there in that Lebanon, Missouri, so you ain't going to be the first one.
Get real now. What's the problem?
The problem is that I need $600 to replace these daggum Beanie Babies, or there's going to be a full country ass-whooping put on your Beirut ass.
What happened to the Beanie's babies?
They got squished.
They got squished?
Yeah, she was down there, had them down at her feet, and she's jostling around, and her high heels poked through them.
That I've never heard. Why did she complain to me then?
Well, she didn't know it was busted till she got back in the hotel room. And then she didn't know how to get a hold of nobody, and she finally come home, and she's all tore up about it. That's $600 I can't replace.
Now, this you believe that the Beanie Babies get squished on a bus because the bus was driving too fast?
How do I get down there to where you're at?
Well, I'll come and see you. Where are you?
Well, by God, I can meet you someplace. You got a square off place out there?
Yeah, give me.
By your bus barn or something?
Give me your number. I'll call you.
No, by God, my number's 1-800-ASS-WHOOP.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll tell you what, we found some of these to replace these Beanie Babies, the bear and the donkey and the elephant. There's a fella that's got them and he could replace them, he said, for us. Why don't you could just make him out a check? That's Mike Abdo.
Make the check to Mike Abdo?
Mike Abdo?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he collects Beanie Babies.
Uh-huh.
And pulls legs.
Yeah?
Do you know Mike Abdo?
Yeah, who is this? I knew something is up about... I was coming to meet you, man.
Yeah, you were. You were.
I've been sideways with one of them curvy knives before.
Tony, your nephew, I guess, has sicked us on you.
He pulled the first one.
Yeah.
He pulled the first one. I keep thinking about Wednesday. I keep thinking...
That's exact.
Is it a Beanie Baby? Listen, you're good, though. You're good, though. Well, tell Mike Abdo the message. I got the message.
You got the message?
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have one for him?
No.
No?
Well, I still love them.
Yeah,
all really? All right.
All right.
Y'all are funny that way over there in Beirut, aren't you?
Yeah.